Will your church be one of the issues, etc. 300? Hi, this is Todd Wilkin. We're looking for 300 congregations to pledge $1,000 to Issues, etc. in their budgets. To find out more about the Issues, etc. 300, click the support page of our website, issuesetc.org. You'll even find a one-page informational flyer. Please consider including Issues, etc. in your church's mission or advertising budget. The Issues, etc. 300. Time has come again. The end of this hour, this day, this week of Issues, Etc. We'd like to recap a week of Issues, Etc. with you, our listeners, by playing Issues, Etc. soundbite of the week. We go through the last week's audio. We pick out some soundbites that we think you might find interesting, sometimes appalling, sometimes humorous, sometimes simply you disagree or agree with them intensely. We take a guess, but we let you confirm our estimate of our listeners by letting you vote for soundbite of the week. We don't have any preconceived notions here. We just have four soundbites that we want you to listen to. And then, for whatever reason you have, vote for one of them as soundbite of the week. Now, you vote by giving us a call, 1-877-623-MY-IE, 877-623-6943, by sending us an email, talkback at issuesetc.org, a tweet at Issues ETC, or by visiting our Facebook fan page and voting there, facebook.com/issuesetc. The best vote picked at the end of this session of Soundbite of the Week will get a LPR bundle package. That's an I Have Issues t-shirt, an Issues Etc. travel mug, pen, and bumper sticker that goes to the best vote when we play this week Soundbite of the Week. 1-877-623-MY-IE. Our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. Our in-studio email address, talkback@issuesetc.org, or you can send us a tweet at issuesetc. And we're coming to you live this Friday afternoon, October the 8th. Soundbite number one this week comes from a regular guest, Dr. Jennifer Roback Morse, talking about the awarding of the Nobel Prize to the inventor of in vitro fertilization.
Even in the citation for the Nobel Prize, it said that from 20 to 30% of fertilized eggs achieve a pregnancy that is viable, or, you know, a baby is born out of 20 to 30% of the fertilized eggs. Well, so that means between 70 and 80% of the procedures result in the death of a human being. 70 to 80% of them die. That's not usually considered a good success rate. A medical procedure where 70 to 80% of the patients die. Second problem is that we're manufacturing persons rather than seeing persons as gifts, a gift from God, gift in which we participate in procreation, but we're not actually the creators. Where children are begotten, not made, they're on equal moral and ethical status with their parents. Now what we have created is a world where one generation manufactures the next generation for purposes of its own. And when somebody is made, not begotten, the object made is inferior to its maker. And that's why we tolerate that 70 to 80% failure rate, because we think they're not as good as us. We think they're not as important as us.
All right, that's soundbite number one. Do you think it ought to be soundbite of the week? Give us a call, 1-877-623-MY-IE. Send us an email, talkback@issuesetc.org, a tweet at Issues ETC, or visit our Facebook fan page right now and vote, facebook.com/issuesetc. Soundbite number two is a montage of Bill O'Reilly versus Bill Maher on the subject of religion.
60% of the American people believe the Noah's Ark story is literally true.
Well, I don't know any of those
country,
people.
I don't know how to you're saying that some things in the Bible are true and other things aren't, it's not like the Constitution, Bill. It was written by God or inspired by God.
I'm sure you know it's allegorical, and these are parables, and they're designed to teach you a greater truth that apparently has eluded you.
Well, I thought it was the Word of God. I thought it was literal, and a lot of religious people do. But that's in your Bible. I mean, if you're a religious person and the Bible is written by God, God, why is stuff in the Bible untrue?
I don't know that parable. Can you? Is that Romans, Ecclesiastes? Where did that come from?
It's not a parable. It's in Deuteronomy. It's a law.
I respect the Bible, and I take it as an allegorical book. But I'm a Christian, so the New Testament is what I believe in.
I know all the Christians want to get behind the happy half of the Bible, where Jesus walks on water.
Well, maybe that's the love half of the Bible that teaches you to love your neighbor as yourself.
I'm the bad guy for saying people are dumb.
All right, should that be soundbite of the week this week? Remember, you can vote for something because you disagree with it, too. That's an equally valid reason to vote for soundbite of the week on this Friday afternoon, October the 8th. 877-623-MYIE, our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesETC, our in-studio email address, talkback@issuesetc.org. Here's soundbite number three. Comes from a sermon review that we did, midst of the sermon, actually near the end of the sermon. Pastor Charles St. Ange had this very excellent illustration about saving faith.
One night there was a house that caught fire, and there was a young boy in the house who, so the story goes, was forced to flee to the roof. His father stood on the ground below with outstretched arms, calling up to his son, "Jump, jump, son, and I will catch you." He knew the boy had to jump to save his life, but all the boy could see was flames and smoke and blackness. As can be imagined, he was a little bit afraid to jump from the roof, but his father kept crying out to him, "Jump, and I will catch you." At last the boy protested, "But father, I can't see you." To which the father replied, "But I can see you, and that's what matters. If the boy jumps from that roof, will it be his faith that saves him, or his father who catches him when he falls?"
All right, that's soundbite number three. You want to vote for it? Visit our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesETC. We get those votes in real time, along with our in-studio email, talkback@issuesetc.org. Or just give us a call. Votes via the phone get to go first, 877-623-MYIE. Remember, a LPR bundle package is on the line here, and I have Issues T-shirt, travel mug, pen, and bumper sticker. And it's almost time to vote, because here's soundbite number four. Dr. Alistair McGrath talking about Christianity and intellectual fulfillment.
One of the things I try to do is to say, look, let me give you some examples of people who clearly are or were very intelligent, who found in God something that, if you like, brought their intellectual lives to fulfillment. And I find that can be very, very effective indeed, because, again, there is this presumption in atheist circles that if you're smart, you're an atheist. And I think that one of the ways of dealing with this is just by trying to say there are some extremely intelligent people who are believers and believe that God brings the life of the mind to complete fulfillment. So that certainly, I think, is a very important strategy in our argument.
All right, that's soundbite number four. Now it's time to vote. This break is a great time to do so. Give us a call, 1-877-623-6943. Send us an email, talkback@issuesetc.org. Visit the Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc, or send us a tweet @issuesetc and vote for soundbite of the week. We'll be right back with your votes.
Tuesday, Wednesday, break my heart.
In 1521, at the Diet of Worms, Martin Luther was asked to recant his writings. Luther responded, "Unless I am convinced from the sacred scriptures that I am in error, I cannot and will not recant. Here I stand. I cannot do otherwise. God help me. Amen." Will you stand with us as we proclaim these Reformation truths in the 21st century? You can take your stand by becoming a monthly or annual contributor to Issues, etc. To find out how you can become an Issues Etc. confessor, apologist, reformer, or patron, check out the donate page of our website, issuesetc.org. Just look for the picture of Martin Luther posting the 95 Theses. Help us proclaim the solas of the Reformation, Scripture, faith, grace, and Christ alone. Here we stand, Issues Etc. and you.
Luther had Wartburg. We have Collinsville. You're listening to Issues Etc.
Thanks to the following congregations for standing with us by joining the Issues Etc. 300. The Lutheran Church of the Good Shepherd in Greenville, South Carolina, St. Paul Lutheran, Chatfield, Minnesota, St. John Lutheran, Napoleon, Ohio, First Lutheran, Lufkin, Texas, Concordia Lutheran, Sykeston, Missouri, Hope Lutheran, Granite City, Illinois, Trinity Lutheran, Gladson, Alabama, and Lord of Life Lutheran, Chesterfield, Missouri. Find out how your church can support this worldwide outreach by including Issues Etc. in your mission or advertising budget. Just go to our website, issuesetc.org, click support, and print a one-page flyer. When your congregation joins the Issues Etc. 300, we'll advertise your congregation on the radio, at our website, and in the Issues Etc. journal. issuesetc.org, click support. The Issues Etc. 300.
Between 70 and 80% of the procedures result in the death of a human being. That's not usually considered a good success rate, a medical procedure where 70 to 80% of the patients die.
You're saying that some things in the Bible are true and other things aren't. It was written by God or inspired by God. I thought it was the Word of God. I thought it was literal, and a lot of religious people do.
I respect the Bible, and I take it as an allegorical book.
If the boy jumps from that roof, will it be his faith that saves him or his father who catches him when he falls?
There are some extremely intelligent people who found in God something that brought their intellectual lives to fulfillment.
It's Friday afternoon, October the 8th. Time to play Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. Go to our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc to vote, or send us a tweet right here at issuesetc, an email here in the studio as well, talkback@issuesetc.org, or just give us a call, 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MYIE. Should it be soundbite number one, Dr. Jennifer Roback-Morse, the Nobel Prize and in vitro fertilization. Soundbite number two, a montage of Bill O'Reilly and Bill Maher on religion. Soundbite number three, Pastor Charles St. Ange with an illustration of saving faith. Or soundbite number four, Dr. Alistair McGrath talking about Christianity and intellectual fulfillment. Let's go to the phones and start with Mark. Mark, thanks for waiting.
Pastor Todd, I would like to vote for Bill O'Reilly. That has to be the most painful anti-apologetic I think I've ever heard. It's like a traffic accident that you shouldn't watch and don't want to watch, but you just can't pull away from it.
And are forced to watch in slow motion, yes.
There you go.
Mark, thank you very much, and thanks for kicking us off. Robert in Fort Collins, Colorado says, my vote goes to Dr. Morse and her explanation of how our self-centered selves believe that it is we who create human life for our benefit rather than rightly viewing the creation as life as a gift from God. Thank you very much for listening to Fort Collins, Robert. In Livonia, Michigan, Janet votes as well. She says, can I give a half vote each to soundbites one and two? That would be Dr. Jennifer Roback-Morse and then Bill O'Reilly and Bill Maher in their montage. They are both so good. Knowing I probably can't, I'll vote for the Maher-O'Reilly montage because it illustrates the importance of knowing what we believe and being able to say why we believe it. As my friend said yesterday, it's too bad when an atheist is better at apologetics than a Christian and knows the Bible better, too. Janet, thanks for listening in Michigan. Joe's listening on his cell phone. Hi, Joe.
Hi, Todd. I have to go with the O'Reilly. Number one, I think it's a good cap to the comments your prior guest was making regarding religion in America. Plus, it's a very good representation of the religious discussion in America as we typically see it.
Well, thank you very much, Joe. I agree with you. It is pretty typical. Sadly, typical. What about the rest of you? 1-877-623-MYIE. Talk back at issuesetc.org, facebook.com/issuesetc. Mary says, I vote for O'Reilly because they both worship the same silly putty God, the one you can make in your own image and your own likeness. Thank you very much, Mary. Jeremiah listens in Hawaii. He says, I vote for soundbite number two. The lack of any clear apologetic argument in O'Reilly's quote unquote defense of the faith and the faithful is an unfortunate illustration of the great need for confessional instruction for pastors and lay people alike. If we do not understand what it is we believe and why we believe it, we will not be able to clearly address the cynical claims of individuals like Bill Maher with a clear and concise defense of the claims and teaching of Scripture and the Christian faith. Thanks for listening in Hawaii. Scott listens in Altamont, Illinois, and he's on the phone. Hi, Scott.
Hi, Pastor. I'd like to vote for Jennifer Roback Morse's soundbite. There's really only one area of life that I can think of where 3 out of 10 is actually considered good, and that's baseball. Let's keep it that way. Otherwise, this really is tragic in how the citation for the Nobel Peace, the Nobel Prize has been really put through a spin cycle to make it sound a lot better than it actually is.
Scott, thank you very much, and thanks for giving us a call and listening in Altamont. Still time for the rest of your votes. 1-877-623-MYIE. Talk back at issuesetc.org. Send us a tweet at issuesetc or visit the Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. The Issues Etc. Book of the Month for October is Lutheranism 101. Talk about knowing what it is you believe and why you believe it. You'll find it there in Lutheranism 101. It's from Concordia Publishing House. Find out more at our website, issuesetc.org, or you can call Concordia Publishing House 1-800-325-3040, 1-800-325-3040. This vote comes from Kia in Birmingham, Alabama. She says, my vote goes to the Bills, not just because I'm from Buffalo. The soundbite of the week is definitely Bill Maher and Bill O'Reilly. Both Bill O'Reilly and Bill Maher betray a fundamental ignorance of the Christian faith. Ironically, it is supposed Christian that betrays the greatest ignorance. Bill O'Reilly reduces the Bible to a decontextualized and allegorical New Testament, which is filled with moral parables and examples, but discards the Old Testament entirely. Bill Maher, on the other hand, attempts to take the Christian faith to task by accepting it literally and by arguing that many of its teachings are incongruous with its purported message of love. It's interesting that Bill Maher is willing to take the Bible literally. Bill O'Reilly is not. Bill Maher does miss the point when he fails to understand that the actions of God in the Old Testament and New Testaments are quite consistent with his position as a just God who is creator of all, sovereign and merciful. This point is lost on O'Reilly as well. If he were to look at the Old Testament, it would seem that he too might find himself unable to explain the actions of a sovereign and loving God, since his God only wishes to be nice to his neighbor, or him to be nice to his neighbor. What could O'Reilly do with a God that told him to burn his neighbor or stone them? Kia, thank you for listening in Birmingham. Let's see what Chris in Indianapolis has to say. Hi, Chris.
Got to vote for Bill O'Reilly and Bill Maher. Listening to O'Reilly was painful. With friends like that, I mean, who needs enemies? But I think O'Reilly, since he confesses to be a Christian, would be wise to not take a different view of Scripture than the view that Jesus had. I think that's the one we need to go with. And that was the one that Maher was fighting against. And I think O'Reilly, just a miserable Christian example at that point. Unfortunately, I think he represents a lot of where the church is right now.
Chris, I think you're right, and thanks for listening in Indianapolis. One more vote for soundbite number 4. Bill Maher and Bill O'Reilly clip is frightening, says Kim in Spokane Valley, Washington. If Bill O'Reilly is a loud voice in our culture speaking for Christianity, we've got trouble. He was not presenting an orthodox view of Scripture. The clip didn't demonstrate coherent answers or reasonable arguments, dividing Scripture into halves because he couldn't explain the meaning of the Old Testament. This leads to my vote for soundbite number 4, Dr. McGrath. Not only is his point true, but it exposes the fallacious notion that our culture has perpetuated, mainly in the media, which is that people of faith are backward rubes. Thank you very much for your vote, Kim, and thanks for listening in Washington. That means the winner this week, soundbite number 2, it's a montage of Bill O'Reilly and Bill Maher on religion.
60% of the American people believe the Noah's Ark story is literally true.
Well, I don't know any of those
country,
people.
I don't know how to you're saying that some things in the Bible are true and other things aren't, it's not like the Constitution, Bill. It was written by God or inspired by God.
I'm sure you know it's allegorical, and these are parables, and they're designed to teach you a greater truth that apparently has eluded you.
Well, I thought it was the Word of God. I thought it was literal, and a lot of religious people do. But that's in your Bible. I mean, if you're a religious person and the Bible is written by God, God, why is stuff in the Bible untrue?
I don't know that parable. Can you? Is that Romans, Ecclesiastes? Where did that come from?
It's not a parable. It's in Deuteronomy. It's a law.
I respect the Bible, and I take it as an allegorical book. But I'm a Christian, so the New Testament is what I believe in.
I know all the Christians want to get behind the happy half of the Bible, where Jesus walks on water.
Well, maybe that's the love half of the Bible that teaches you to love your neighbor as yourself.
I'm the bad guy for saying people are dumb.
All right, that's the winner of Soundbite of the Week. Soundbite number two, a montage of Bill O'Reilly and Bill Maher on religion. The winner, let's see, of the LPR bundle package is going to be Kia from Birmingham, Alabama, for her excellent vote. Thanks to everybody who voted. Kia, send us your mailing address and your shirt size to talkback@issuesetc.org, and we will send out the LPR bundle package to you. Folks, if you've enjoyed listening to Issues Etc. all this week, consider making a tax-deductible donation this weekend. You can donate by check, make your check payable to Lutheran Public Radio, and send it to LPR, Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. That's LPR, Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. You can also make a secure online contribution at issuesetc.org, and we thank you in advance, as always, for your generous support. Monday on Issues Etc., we'll talk to Dr. Doug Grotheis of Denver Seminary about Christians and social media. If you got a Facebook page, if you're online, if you tweet, if you communicate with someone, anyone, perhaps everyone in cyberspace or virtually, you're going to want to hear this conversation with Dr. Doug Grotheis on Christians and social media. And we'll discuss Philip, Deacon and evangelist Dr. Peter Scare of Concordia Theological Seminary will be our guest. When you go to church this weekend, please do us a favor. Invite your fellow parishioners to tune into Issues Etc. next week. And thank you in advance for doing that. When you see two people, one who professes to believe and the other one who professes not to believe, both equally ignorant in their own ways of what anyone who calls themselves a Christian really believes, you know that our work is cut out for us. You know, it's part of the reason we're on the air. It's part of the reason we continue to defend the faith and teach the truth, so that we could raise the level of debate, perhaps even get close to talking about something like real Christianity. I'm Todd Wilkin. Talk with you again Monday. Thanks for listening to Issues Etc.
Listen weekday afternoons to Pastor Todd Wilkin and guests on Issues Etc. Issues Etc. is a listener-supported program. Your financial support is vital for the continuation and expansion of this worldwide outreach. Our mailing address, Lutheran Public Radio, P.O. Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. You can also donate at our website, issuesetc.org. Issues Etc. is a production of LPR, Lutheran Public Radio.